Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an event for Ohio's stinkiest mammal.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. While other Ohio towns are celebrating tomatoes, popcorn, and honey with festivals this month, the Northeast Ohio town of North Ridgeville is hosting Skunk Fest this weekend. As part of an ongoing collaboration with Midstory, a nonprofit newsroom based in Toledo, Anavi Prakash reports.
At around 2 a.m. early one morning in 2009, North Ridgeville resident Deb Cipriani's phone rang. It was urgent. Renee Perlstein's pet skunk, Priscilla, was sick. And Cipriani, who runs the nonprofit Skunk Haven, was Perlstein's first call.
We're on call. I am helping people 24/7 with their pet skunks. My life right now is devoted to helping the animals.
Cipriani had been in Perlstein's position before. Her love for the animal began in the 80s when she encountered some on a camping trip.
Fast forward to the year 2000, my mom passed on. And I bought my first skunk to fill the void. She was devoted to me, and then she got deathly sick. That's when I started paying my vet to establish blood normals to find out what was wrong with my skunk, because it wasn't much known about skunk care.
Determined to share her knowledge, Cipriani created Skunk Haven, a skunk rescue, in 2001. Ohio's a good place for it. We're one of only 17 states that allow people to keep skunks as pets. Cipriani started Skunk Fest soon after launching the rescue as a small gathering in her home for fellow skunk lovers. In 2010, at the suggestion of North Ridgeville's mayor, Cipriani moved the event to a local park. Skunk Fest has since grown into a fundraiser for Skunk Haven and has captured the attention of a few thousand attendees, both humans and skunks, every year.
Normally people see skunks in a while, they run in the opposite direction. At the Skunk Fest, they're not running from the skunks, they're actually looking at them.
The event features skunk-themed vendors and competitions like the Skunk Costume Contest, but the main event is the crowning of the Skunk Fest King, Queen, Princess, and Prince, based on traits like temperament, tail, and fur.
People walk around just like, wow, with their mouths hanging open, you know, looking at all the different colors, because we have apricot, lavenders, champagnes, of course, white ones, and gray, beautiful gray ones.
It attracts locals like Perlstein, who's been coming since the event was a casual get-together in Cipriani's backyard. And it brings in people from farther away, like Ken Johnson, who's from Kissimmee, Florida, and the co-founder of Skunked, a skunk-themed dice game. He first attended Skunk Fest last year as a vendor.
The first question people ask me is, well, did it smell? No, there was no smell at all.
That's because Skunk Haven works exclusively with domesticated, captive-born skunks that have had their scent glands surgically removed. This year, Johnson is getting more involved. He's releasing a children's book about skunks at the event and helping recruit other vendors.
I was fascinated and just totally drawn in by this community of people and skunks that just absolutely were having the time of their lives with skunks.
Attendees like Johnson know that skunks aren't most people's first thought when it comes to their favorite animal or dream pet. But through events like Skunk Fest and other educational efforts, Perlstein hopes to challenge people's preconceived notions.
You know, and then you see them turn from the wrinkled ew nose to, oh, wow, with a smile. And that's always a good feeling.
Priscilla passed away in 2012, but Perlstein has since had many furry little kids, as she calls them. Although they won't be joining her this year, Perlstein said she looks forward to sharing her love for the animal at Skunk Fest on Saturday. For Midstory and the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Anavi Prakash.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.